Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you tonight is Ian
and Bonnie,
and we are expecting Chris here in a few moments. He stayed late at one of our local meetups that we have here in Keene on Friday nights. It's been a busy last 48 hours here in Keene. We've had a lot of foreign media, if you will, in town. There's a couple of German reporters who are here reporting on things like the crypto scene and the Free State Project. There's also a documentary crew that's here from Free State Doc, Free State Documentary at freestatedoc.com. They've been doing fundraising to put together a full feature-length documentary film about the Free State Project, which would be awesome. I hope that it comes to fruition. I'm definitely a supporter of what they're trying to do. And they seem to be, like, friendly people. One of the producers, the director, I guess, if you will, she is somebody who put, a documentary together for the Mises Caucus, the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus. So she seems to be a friendly as far as her viewpoints are concerned. But, you know, whether or not it turns out that way, I'm happy to see more coverage. Like, the more people that are covering what's going on here in New Hampshire, whether they be foreign media, local documentary people, local media, national media, the fact is New Hampshire gets... The New Hampshire's libertarian movement, the Free State Project, the people that are moving here, and not everybody joins the Free State Project, but it's one of the more sort of noteworthy organizations. Whatever we're talking about, the libertarians in New Hampshire, we get way more press coverage than any libertarian group anywhere. I would say even more so than the National Libertarian Party gets.
Well, like, I would say that... sorry, I was just going to say, I don't think it would be negative because the trailer isn't negative.
No, the trailer is incredibly positive.
And if you go to freestatedoc.com, you can watch that.
Correct, and you can contribute to the documentary being filmed and continuing and finishing it and all that. But if you look at the publicity that the National Libertarian Party gets, they really don't get that much. I mean, during the presidential campaign, sure. The presidential candidate will get an interview here and there, and we'll get some coverage from various different sources just by virtue of the fact that they are in the presidential race and they're the libertarian candidate.
And they get a lot less attention than the Republican and Democrats, though.
Of course. Barely any by comparison.
Yeah.
But as far as the Libertarian Party is concerned, if it's not a presidential year, they basically don't exist as far as press coverage is concerned. State Libertarian Parties basically don't exist as far as press coverage is concerned. So... if you're looking for a libertarian movement where there's actually fire and smoke, there's something happening here worth reporting on, New Hampshire is that place. And so the fact that we have, like, two sets of film, you know, like one film crew and one radio crew in town, completely separate of one another. Yep. They just happened to run into one another tonight at a meetup.
And then another interesting thing about it is one is covering the Free State.
Yeah.
In general, and one is covering cryptocurrency in New Hampshire.
Correct. So it's just, you know, just another day here in New Hampshire with massive media appeal. Another guy that knows a thing or two about media is Elliot. He's on the line with us here from the Liberty Block. Hey, good evening.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
So, as you were saying, New Hampshire has the best liberty movement, and obviously I agree the New Hampshire Libertarian Party gets the most publicity, the most action by far. We also have tons of liberty activists and writers. I think we have like 20 or 30 authors who have written books.
Wow.
Just liberty people in New Hampshire. Obviously, I'm one of them. I just published my book. I don't think I told you guys yet. Taxation is Theft. It's not breaking news to you guys because you're smart, but Taxation is Theft. And
yes,
that's the title of the book, but it's got tons of stuff about the history of taxation, the tricks they use to tax us more. Obviously, the secret tax, which you guys know what it is, it's inflation and printing, but also how we can abolish taxation using various programs and means that we're already using. We just got to do it more, and we can abolish taxation. So that book I just published is on sale. It's like 99 cents on Kindle, and I think it's free if you have Prime.
Wow.
But it's for the paperback, so it's pretty much no profit for me, but it's on sale until probably for the weekend, so until Monday. So everyone should pick it up and read it and let me know what you think and leave a review.
So is this something you would want to buy, like a family member, to kind of introduce them to some of these ideas?
Like a primer?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's good, obviously, for libertarians and voluntarists, but it is good for centrists and moderates and apolitical people, because it does explain one of the chapters of Tax and Morality and explains why extortion is not moral at all. It explains it from a lot of angles, and the philosophy of it, the morality, the ethics, and all that stuff. So it kind of covers everything. So it covers pretty much everything. So I do think for a newbie, for a muggle, it would be pretty good as well.
Yeah, taxation is theft is definitely more alliterative than taxation is extortion, but it is probably more accurate to say that it is actually extortion rather than theft, because it's a threat that they're going to hurt you if you don't do a thing, not like just a quiet stealing of something.
Yeah, I agree. Although one of the chapters is civil asset forfeiture, which is literally like armed robbery
yeah.
in
sure.
some cases.
And also when they take things out of your bank account, I mean, that's just theft. When they take stuff out of your paycheck and you have no recourse, all you can do is keep working the job or not have a job, it's theft.
And then inflation, the increasing of the money supply is also a form of theft, because then they're stealing the value. So you don't see your bank account doesn't go down in the amount of dollars, but it goes down in its purchasing power.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing to us right now.
And I'm actually looking for someone to help with the audiobook. I know Bonnie's already doing Guilty, but if anybody here wants to do the audiobook, I'm happy to give a high royalty for the audiobook if anybody wants
I think you should contact Captain Kickass. He might do that.
Ooh, yeah.
He's got his own audio studio in his house. Probably be faster than me because there's not, construction on his house.
He's a busy guy, though. I don't know. Yeah, we can't guarantee what he's going to say, but yeah, it wouldn't hurt to ask him.
So in other news, I am debating again against democracy because I do think that is the worst form of government, period, not for all the others. Like Churchill said, I think democracy is pretty much the worst form. So I'm debating next Wednesday on the 26th at
Where?
The Hotel.
Oh,
7
cool.
p.m., I guess.
Against you.
7 p.m., I believe.
Yeah, who's your opponent?
A libertarian, a free stater who moved from New York recently, very, very smart guy, named Max Sklar.
Podcast. Yeah, we met him at the Liberty Forum. He does like a tech podcast.
Yes, I think so. And the name of it is a pun that I don't even understand, because that's how much smarter than me he is.
Well, that's interesting. That'll be a really good debate. Have you ever found anyone to debate you on independence since the one you did like a year ago?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for someone, ideally a legislator, so if anyone out there is willing to debate me, I would love to.
Yeah.
I think Mikey has mentioned that he would consider it. I don't know, how serious he is. And I asked about that, but they don't want to do that in the show because they already did it a few months ago. But I would love to debate someone at Liberty Forum and or Porkfest. I'm always open to debate, so if you guys could find anyone, I want the best of the best. I want to fight the best. So let me know whoever you think is the best debater.
Awesome. Anything else you want to share with our audience tonight, Elliot?
I think that's all for now.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The guy he's talking about, Max Sklar, he hosts a show called The Local Maximum. And we met him at Liberty Forum. We were just talking about Liberty Forum today, actually, and with some of the media that is here in town. So if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. For those that don't know, the Liberty Forum is the Free State Project's yearly convention. So you probably have heard us talk about the Porcupine Freedom Festival a lot. We don't talk about the Liberty Forum as much. It's not as large of an event, but it is. Last year it was a sold-out event. They couldn't sell any other tickets, so I don't know if it's going to go to a new venue this next year or if they're going to keep it in the same place.
It's still really fun. It's similar to Porkfest without the camping, because you can stay at a hotel instead. It's just two nights, and there's less people, but it still feels like a lot of people, because really you're going to talk to more people. But you're more likely to talk to probably more people than just in a day in Porkfest, because it's like you get stuck talking to someone you know at Porkfest for a while because you haven't seen them since last year. But these are like table, table, table. You're going to the next table. Like, I feel like I've met more people than I've ever met in my life at Liberty Forum. Like, all the time I'm like, I know that person from somewhere, and then I ask you, and we met him at Liberty Forum.
If you want to join the show tonight, the number is 603-283-6160. There's some interesting stories in the news we're going to share with you, including what I consider to be good news. More soldiers, according to Fox 5 in New York, more soldiers are leaving the Army National Guard at a faster rate than they are enlisting. lots
That's
of
good.
People are saying goodbye to the National Guard, and not as many people are signing up to replace them.
I wonder if that's the only or branch
that's
that
suffering
is like that.
Good question. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can also weigh in here. We'll check in with what Elon Musk is threatening to do to the Ukrainian.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Phones are open, 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just jump on over to freetalklive.com. And you can go to Bullion Max to get your various different gold and silver products, including the gold backs, which are absolutely amazing products. They're beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. And I do. I have gold backs wherever I go. I actually get to use them in real life at local businesses here in the Keene area. They're hugely popular amongst the Freedom community, and we're starting to see them getting picked up at local mom-and-pop businesses as well, which is amazing because it's gold that's intended to be spent. Now, of course, if you want to get gold and silver products that you want to sock away in a safe or bury in an underground, you know, bunker or whatever, Bullion Max can help you with all that stuff too. So they've got everything that you're looking for. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. That'll take you right to their gold backs page, but, of course, you can access the whole site from there as well. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. You can buy direct from Bullion Max without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. So coming up, we'll get into what is going on with Elon Musk and the Starlink internet service. If you remember, Bonnie, at the very beginning of the Ukraine-Russia conflict, Elon Musk made headlines for sending them free Starlinks.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's becoming an issue now, and we'll explain why that is in just a moment. But first, some of the good news is that soldiers are leaving the Army National Guard, according to the AP.
So is the Army National Guard different than just the National Guard? Because I've heard of that.
That's a darn good question, Bonnie, and I have no idea. That's an excellent question.
The Army National Guard gets deployed even now, mm-hmm. but the National Guard only gets deployed in specific instances, so they might be different.
I don't know. Yeah, is that the same thing as the State Guard? Is that a division of the Army National Guard? These are military questions that I don't know the answer to. But if you guys know them, feel free to weigh in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, but the good news is there are fewer people joining that organization than there are leaving it. According to the story here, soldiers are leaving at a faster rate than enlisting, fueling concerns that in the coming years, units around the country may not meet military requirements for overseas and other deployments, which is great news because there's the whole Defend the Guard thing that we talked about recently here on Free Talk Live, which is a movement of activists trying to stop the National Guard from being, or the State Guard, I presume they're the same thing. We'll presume that for the purpose of this story, trying to stop them from being deployed in war, in
these
conflicts.
Unless Congress officially declares war, which they haven't since World War II, I think?
That's correct.
Or World War I.
World War II.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says here, for individual states which rely on their Guard members for a wide range of missions, it means some are falling short of their troop totals this year, while others may fare better. But the losses come as many are facing an active hurricane season, fires in the West, and continued demand for units overseas, including combat tours in Syria and training missions in Europe for nations worried about threats from Russia. According to officials, the number of soldiers retiring or leaving the Guard each month in the past year has exceeded those coming in for an annual loss of about 7,500 service members. The problem is a combination of recruiting shortfalls and an increase in the number of soldiers who are opting not to reenlist when their tour is up. And this is good news because it means that people who otherwise would have joined this organization are just doing other more productive things with their lives.
Yep.
They've got enough going on in their life, and they're saying to themselves, you know what, I don't need the extra hassle. I don't need whatever the paycheck would be. I don't need to spend my time on this. It's just not worth being bossed around and ordered around, being told what to do.
Or on the black pill side, it could just be that people are getting good enough welfare for doing no work that they don't want to do the work-flavored welfare of the military anymore.
Could be. The losses reflect a broader personnel predicament across the U.S. military. Okay, so here's the answer to your question, Bonnie. As all of the armed services struggled this year to meet recruiting goals, as they underscore the need for sweeping reforms in how the military recruits and retains citizen soldiers and airmen who must juggle their regular full-time jobs with their military duties. Now, of course, that has to do with the Guard, but it's saying here all armed
all
services
branches,
are struggling. And that's not necessarily a new thing. I remember back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, probably closer to 15 years ago, there were stories in the news about how the Army, for instance, was lowering its standards. So they were making it so people with, like, tattoos and body piercings or whatever could come into the military, whereas they weren't allowed to before, or something like that. I mean, it might not have been tattoos, but that's one example. Or they would make it so that if you'd been a marijuana smoker in the past, and you admitted to that, like, you previously wouldn't have been allowed in, but now they might let you in. So they kind of lowered their standards, maybe let people in who are a little chubbier or something like that into the military, because it was getting harder for them to find people who are willing to go and, in that case, die in Iraq and Afghanistan. So this it sounds like they're still having the recruiting difficulties, and maybe it's, well, I'm hoping it's even worse now than it's ever been.
I hope so, too.
And you come from a military family.
Yep, I do. And my little brother's in the Air Force, and he didn't take the shot, but they've just been slowly deciding if they're going to kick him out or not.
Yeah, initially they had said they were definitely going to kick him out, but now it's been more than a year, I think, since he refused it, right?
Do you think it's been more than a year? I'm not actually sure, but it feels like at least more than a year. And he put in a religious exemption form. And after months and months, it got denied, but nothing has happened since then. They're just still having him work.
Bureaucracy.
Yep.
You know, the gears turn very slowly. Major General Rich Baldwin, Chief of Staff, the Army National Guard, said the current staffing challenges are the worst he's seen in the last 20 years. So far, the impact on the Guard readiness, he says, is minimal and manageable. But however, if we don't solve the recruiting and retention challenges we're currently facing, we'll see readiness issues related to strength begin to emerge within our units within the next year or two.
And don't freak out that we're going to be unsafe soon, because that, by readiness, they just mean readiness to leave and start conflicts abroad.
Right.
They don't
kill people overseas.
We definitely have enough people here to defend the United States without the military, standards that they have now.
You could abolish the military entirely, and the U.S. would be able to, at least New Hampshire, would be able to defend itself. We've got more machine guns per capita here than any other state. You know, it's interesting, some of the tactics that they're starting to use to try to recruit people into the military. Bonnie, you and I, we saw something on social media last night where they have now hired apparently an e-girl to start making TikTok videos. I think her name is Luhan. I forget the exact name of the channel.
I think that's her last name.
Yeah, I can pull up the channel name here. But she's your typical e-girl. She's like.
But it was unclear if they hired her to be an e-girl or she's just voluntarily putting these videos on TikTok about being a soldier. But either way, it's really cringe.
I think she was already an e-girl and then she joined the military when she turned 18 or whatever. And so they've essentially recruited her into the psychological operations area. So she's with the that division. There's more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales for September are coming in lower than expectations. Economists were looking for a slight increase, but the final number came in flat. Gasoline sales fell by nearly 1.5%, but general merchandise sales just about canceled that out. Meantime, Americans are going to bars and restaurants as spending at those locations rose by 0.5%. A 15-year-old boy is in custody in connection to a series of shootings in Raleigh, North Carolina, that killed 5 people, including an off-duty police officer. Police Chief Estrella Patterson saying shots were fired starting around 5 o'clock last night. The teen suspect was arrested and transferred to a hospital in critical condition. In total, the suspect shot 7. So far this week, at least 12 police officers have been shot since Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And Chris is now replacing Bonnie. She was sitting in for you as you were at a meetup that we had here.
Oh, well, thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah, that went a little on the long side. So glad to have you here. Chris is the host of Freedom Decrypted, which you can find over at freedomdecrypted.com every single week. Although you took a couple weeks off recently.
We did. That was super unusual.
You've been busy.
I'm very busy. Yeah. Otherwise, it would have continued on as usual. But
celebrating, what, 5 years now doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I'm shocked that I've been doing it that long.
It doesn't
feel that long. I feel like I've been doing this show, Free Talk Live, for 5 years, but I think this one I've been doing 6 years, and that one I've been doing 5. Okay. So.
Well, check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com. If you like tech and you love Liberty, you're going to like Freedom Decrypted. So check him out. There's a video version. There's a podcast, audio, etc., all for free at freedomdecrypted.com. We're going to continue here with the story, which is about the good news that There's apparently an annual loss now, about 7,500 National Guardsmen. They're not able to get as many people to sign up for the National Guard as they are the number of people leaving. So it's a negative rate. There's people leaving in fairly large numbers, and they're having trouble doing the recruiting. And apparently it's not just the National Guard. According to the story at the Associated Press, it's every branch of the military is having similar recruiting difficulties.
I mean, you'd think it would be a challenge with all the wars, the nonstop wars.
Yeah, I would hope it is a challenge.
And then, of course, now there's Ukraine. You know, who knows what's going to happen with that?
Right, that could get worse at the drop of a hat. Could be the next, you know, next week that American troops are forced to go into that battlefield, which is terrifying. You know, to go up against Russia in a potentially nuclear level conflict. So who wants to join? I mean, why would you want to join the military? To fight for politicians who are historically lying to you, historically have not just lied to people, but lied to people to get into war specifically using, you know, weapons of mass destruction in the case of Iraq, for instance, which, of course, turned out to be completely false. You go back to the Gulf of Tonkin in the Vietnam War, for instance. There have been other false flags.
It seems like every war that gets started, you know, starts with a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, whether it's, you know, Ukraine or, you know, we were just in Iraq. That was another one. You know, who knows about the Afghanistan?
Well, don't they say that the first casualty in war is the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, you see what's happening in Ukraine. We don't know what's happening in Ukraine because all we can do is take whatever the reports are at face value, compare the various different reports, and try to extrapolate some sort of idea of semblance of what might be happening there. We have no clue. I don't think you would even know if you were in Ukraine what is happening, because you can't trust the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian media. You can't trust the Western media, and you probably can't trust the Russian media either.
Yeah, and you can't. The one thing you definitely can't trust are either of the governments.
Exactly.
You know, the Ukrainians are going to lie to you to keep you in the country, or not even lie to you, just use violence against you if you try to leave, especially if you're a man. And you know, Russia is doing the same thing. So
I don't know if there's much more to say here. I mean, we've got the general gist of it. The story goes on. I will post it on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. So be sure you drop on over to social.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, we're just at a crypto meetup tonight. We're helping an older gentleman who needed some assistance. He had actually purchased some Bitcoin several years ago, it looked like. And he, you know, elderly folks, sometimes they need their hand held a little bit more than younger people. And so we kind of helped him through how to access his wallet and things like that. You got to learn the basics of this stuff first. It's really important to get these ideas down, and one way you can do that is by going to Bitcoin.com and clicking Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some introductory info, some videos that you can watch at your leisure. At the very bare minimum, spend 3 minutes and watch that first video, and you'll get some new concepts handled. You'll be able to explain what makes cryptocurrency different from the old government monies that we've been saddled with for so long. But you really, before you get into actually buying things like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you really ought to know some stuff about it. So go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. So in other news here, Chris, we talked about the military having difficulty in recruiting. Since you mentioned Ukraine, you may recall that at the very beginning of the Ukraine-Russian conflict, that Elon Musk made some headlines by sending Starlink hardware into Ukraine. And the people that were in favor of Ukraine, which, of course, is, you know, a lot of people on the left, a lot of big government people, seem to really love the whole Ukraine side, even though they're not pro-democracy. They took away the ability for the opposition party to even get on the ballot in Ukraine. They're banning the Russian language in certain circumstances in Ukraine. They're prohibiting people who are, I think, men under the age of 60 from leaving Ukraine. So, I mean, these are people who are not concerned with freedom. They're concerned with power, and so are the Russians, mind you. But Ukraine isn't any better, in my mind. But Musk got a lot of positive press, right, for sending this free hardware over there. Free Starlinks for anybody that needs them in Ukraine.
Well, now there's a development with these free Starlinks, because there is no such thing as a free lunch, right? According to the Washington Post, Elon Musk said today that his space company could not continue funding the Starlink satellite service that has kept Ukraine and its military online during the war, sparking an uproar as he suggested he was pulling free internet after Ukrainian ambassador insulted him on Twitter.
Oh, that wasn't a good. That was not a good move.
A Starlink cutoff would cripple the Ukrainian military's main mode of communication and potentially hamstring its defenses by giving a major advantage to Russia, which has sought to jam signals and phone service in the eastern and southern combat zones. So Musk said, "He who can giveth can taketh away." And what obligation does he have to continue providing free service to the Ukrainian military?
Yeah, there's when you get free stuff, there's a cost to it sometimes, mm-hmm. and in this case, it's keeping your mouth shut.
Yeah, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
Yep.
I presume the reason why he was insulted, and I presume they're going to get into it in the story, but as you may know, Elon Musk made a proposal maybe a week ago that he said, hey, look, we can have peace in this conflict. Here's what he thinks needs to happen in order for peace to be reached. And he laid out 4 points. I don't have them in front of me right now. But one of those points was that the areas of Ukraine that had recently voted in what was called a sham election, he said they should be allowed to vote again. All right, fine, it was a sham election, right? Let's throw that election out, but bring in the United Nations. They have like a division to oversee elections to make sure that they're quote-unquote on the up and up or whatever. Bring in the United Nations. Make sure that we're going to have another election, or we'll have another referendum is what they call it. So we'll have another referendum, another vote in these areas, and they will decide whether or not they want to join Russia, and it'll all be done under whatever the UN standards are. That way no one can say it's a sham election. That was one of the points that Elon Musk made, and that just set these people, these Ukraine supporters, off.
Why would that set off the Ukraine supporters?
So because they don't.
It seems kind of odd, because that would, in theory, work in their favor, would it not?
Well, I don't think it would, because they know that the people that live in this, the eastern area of Ukraine, are mostly Russian-related people. So there's a good chance that in a legitimate, quote-unquote, election, those people would still vote to join Russia.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
And
it's a risk.
Ukraine does not want that to happen. And so that's why...
It seems like it still is not a wise move for the Ukrainian government or politician or whoever this guy is, you know, to have
insulted.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Coming up here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Basically, he's now saying to the military, hey, if you want service, you got to pay for it. And I bet he's going to jack the rates up, too. We're coming up here. This is Free
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Shooty, who's a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us do what we do here. So if you appreciate Free Talk Live and you want to back us up, then head over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with your debit card, your credit card, or even your PayPal account if you still have one of those. I hear there's a lot of people deleting PayPal accounts after their recent announcement that they're going to punish people for so-called misinformation. So we'll see how long that our PayPal account lasts. But Tina and Chris here in the studio tonight, we're talking about a potential cutoff for the Ukrainian military's, apparently, their only way of accessing the Internet, Starlink. Elon Musk.
How is that their only way to access the Internet? Like, this doesn't even make sense to me. Like,
they apparently leaned on it real heavy. They may have alternatives, but they're apparently this is their main link.
That just blows my mind. I mean, you would think that they would have satellite phones, encrypted satellite phones, like military phones, not be so heavily reliant on Starlink, of all things.
I don't know. They're making it sound bad. Maybe they do have alternatives, or maybe the U.S. military is busily shipping them now, so they have them and when they didn't. But
maybe they were under-resourced in that department.
According to RT.com's version of the story, Elon Musk claimed he was following the instruction to F off, which outgoing ambassador to Germany, Andrei Melnyk, issued to him by refusing to provide free Starlink satellite services to Kyiv. The CEO of SpaceX confirmed the connection on Friday. He responded to a correspondent from the Kyiv Post who shared news about the company's demand the Pentagon foot Ukraine's growing bill and how Melnyk insulted Musk just recently. Musk tweeted, quote, "We're just following his recommendation," and added a man-shrugging emoji. Melnyk lashed out at Musk on Twitter last week after the U.S. billionaire floated a Ukraine-Russia peace plan that involved Ukraine ceding some territory and adopting a neutral status. Many Ukrainian officials rejected the proposal with anger. Melnyk said his message to Musk was a, quote, "very diplomatic reply," where he told him to F off. Days later, Ukrainian troops reportedly started having issues with access to the Starlink system, with the Financial Times describing, quote, "panicked calls from soldiers to helplines," unquote. Musk claimed his company had provided free service to Ukraine to the tune of $80 million.
Mm.
And he's saying, well, you tell me to F off? All right, well, pay for your own internet service. On Thursday, CNN published a letter which it said SpaceX had sent to the Pentagon in September demanding that it cover the cost of operating the system in Ukraine. The company is no longer, quote, "in a position to further donate terminals to Ukraine or fund the existing terminals for an indefinite period of time." So Musk is saying, hey, you've had it for a year, guys. You've had it for a year and a half, roughly, at this point. Half a year. I thought for a moment this thing's been going on longer than it has. It was this year that the conflict started. So you've had it since March, roughly, and it's now October, and that's enough.
Yeah.
So he's done. And I think, you know, it's not like they can't afford it. There was just $11 billion that I believe the U.S. federal government took of taxpayer money and shuffled $11 billion more over to Ukraine after $9 billion, after 40-something billion. Who knows how many dozens of billions we're up to at this point. But, you know, they could shave off $100 million of that and put it towards internet access.
Yeah, you know, it definitely sounds like it's not going to be the thing that makes or breaks Ukraine's win or loss. But it certainly...
They're acting like it will.
How do I say this? Certainly doesn't seem like it was a wise move to go
to
targeting...
insult the man that runs your internet provider.
It's just...
How dare he come up with a peace plan? How dare he try to stop an international conflict?
And it's funny. He's like, I can understand why Ukraine wouldn't want to, you know, go down that path, but it doesn't seem like it would be something that should upset you. If you can understand other people's perspectives in that they don't necessarily understand your perspective, right? You're the one fighting, presumably, or your people are, or whatever, right? And, he's not, right? So he's not necessarily going to understand, you know, why what he might have said would even upset you in the first place. So
sure, and he is somebody who values the idea, it seems like, of actually having peace, and these people value the idea of everlasting eternal conflict. They don't want this conflict to end. That's why the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is refusing to meet with Putin. He's just not even willing to talk to him.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to negotiate, you're someone who wants to continue to have a fight, obviously, because if he were to end the conflict, it would end the billions of dollars and the billions of, I presume they're getting euros as well, but the oodles of taxpayer money that are coming into Ukraine. And that's, you know, the end of the money is the end of all the benefit for his buddies and his cronies, right? So they don't want this. They don't want this to end.
You know, war definitely is one way that a lot of people, you know, they skim off the top.
Absolutely.
It is an interesting question of how much are, you know, how much is, what is he gaining from this financially, potentially?
He meaning the president of Ukraine?
All of them. You know, any of these people who are...
Well, in Musk's case, he spent $80 million of his own money, basically, is the company's own money to keep these terminals alive. So he hasn't gained anything from this.
Yeah, that may be. But
he got some publicity out of it in the initial days, but now the same people that were cheering him on early on are mad at him for daring to propose peace.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, all that money, right? I mean, all that money that's being spent, it's going into somebody's pocket.
The billions?
Yeah, I mean, billions.
Oh, yeah.
And,
weapons manufacturers.
You know, sure, sure.
Cronies, buddies of the president, family members, nepotism,
oh, yeah.
all
oh,
of
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. This is one way that a lot a lot of people make, they make some good money. And it's not even something that only happens during wartime. That's just like a bonus.
Supporters of Ukraine credit Musk's satellite-based internet system with providing communications for the Ukrainian government. The man himself claimed that Russia had tried and failed to disable Starlink terminals in Ukraine on multiple occasions, which Moscow denies. Melnik, the top Ukrainian diplomat at the center of the controversy, has a long record of insulting various public figures, including the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. During his tenure in Berlin, he called the German leader an offended liberwurst after Scholz took issue with Kyiv's refusal to host a proposed visit by the president of what looks like Germany. Friday marks the last day of Melnik's posting at the embassy in Berlin. Ukrainian President Zelensky relieved him of his position in July, but it took months for his replacement to be appointed. The diplomat was recalled after an interview in which he denied ethnic cleansing of Poles and Jews by Ukrainian nationalists during World War II. So I guess he's been fired, but he's still in the position and hasn't left yet or something, and he insulted Elon Musk, and here we are now. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out with Elon Musk being a player. You know, this guy's got influence. He's the world's richest man for a reason. He's a shrewd businessman, and he knows the level of influence that he can throw his weight around with, and he's doing it with an international conflict right now. I mean, you've really gotta like appreciate the huevos that this guy has.
Yeah, this is an issue I wouldn't want to touch too much, just in general, from a business perspective or financial perspective. It just seems like you're just not gonna win it. You're not gonna gain anything. You're gonna ask to be harmed as a result of involving yourself in these sorts of politics.
The story from the MSN about this says that SpaceX points has portrayed the Starlink service as a charitable venue. It hasn't covered the entire cost. The Post reported in April that the U.S. government had paid millions to SpaceX for equipment and transportation costs. The company has suggested in recent weeks that the Pentagon covers significant costs going forward, a development first reported by CNN Thursday. Senior advisor to Zelensky sounded a conciliatory note Friday and expressed confidence a deal would be reached to maintain the service. Like it or not, the advisor tweeted, Musk, quote, helped us survive the most critical moments of war. We will find a solution to keep Starlink working. We expect that the company will provide stable connection until the end of negotiations. So we'll see how it all pans out here. The number, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I know, Chris, you had some other international news that we can get into. Portugal is in the headlines for, I guess they're going to be bringing on some sort of a tax on cryptocurrency, or at least a tax that will affect cryptocurrency.
28%.
Oof.
Capital gains tax.
On the way here, if you want to weigh in on whatever's on your mind, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Or coming up, Hour 2 is next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.